Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is June 4th, 2021. I'm going to go ahead and get started with the collective reading using tarot and asking, what does collective need to hear today? Does collective need to hear today? The first card we're seeing is the Three of Cups upright. With this card, I'm seeing that it's a good time to rejoice in your friendships, in the relationships that are bringing a lot of joy and wonder and appreciation to your life. I feel like it's a good time to connect with those individuals that maybe you haven't for a while because you've been doing so much internal work. I feel like you've hit a point where you need to experience being experienced, right? I feel like sometimes we can forget how beautiful we are and how unique we are and what aspects of ourselves are appreciated by others. And I feel like good relationships in our friendships can help us see ourselves more clearly, right? Our friendships can be a mirror to ourselves, and then we can go ahead and witness them for their beauty and make them feel appreciated. And that's what a good friendship does, right? So I suggest to call somebody close to you, somebody that maybe you haven't reached out to in a while that you know is a good egg, you know, somebody that you can really trust and count on, and tell them like your craziest, wildest dreams and intuitions and visualizations, and you know they're not gonna laugh at you, right? You feel safe with them. I feel like that's what's important with this card. I feel like it's important to feel loved by others, right? This is a good time to share with each other who you are and what you've learned so far and where you are at this point in time in your life. And yeah, I feel like this is a good card to just start something, initiate a conversation, right? I feel like sometimes you can kind of get stuck with thinking, oh, well, they haven't reached out to me, so they don't want to talk to me, but then they might be thinking the same thing, right? So I feel like right now is a good time to just break the ice and reach out. I'm seeing the Six of Swords reversed, so I'm seeing that although there is still mental anguish and drama and pain and just a lot of things going on, I see that right now is a good time to express gratitude for what you have, because you're moving away from this tension feeling and it's being resolved in the way that it best knows how, right? And I feel like with this card, it's kind of saying like, hey, stay tuned to what's going to happen and have faith that you're moving on from this hurt, from this pain, from this state of stagnation of, I feel like the same kind of pain, right? I feel like you've been kind of having something that's affecting your mind and your heart and your emotions and you've been in it, but because it's reversed, I'm kind of seeing that there's movement happening, right? Like there's some kind of shift happening with that. Like you're not, yeah, I'm just seeing that it's important right now to reach out to people because they'll be able to help you see yourself in a more, how do I say this? More of a beautiful light, more of a truthful light, something that will help you discern what is the truth, right? I feel like maybe you've been in your emotions for too long and friends can help you see, help you be heard, right? Like people to validate you, I think is important right now. And we have the Star upright. So with this card, actually this card is going to be the Sun upright. And this card is about the joy and the beauty of being alive, of the gift that the present brings with literal sunshine, with the breath in our lungs, with the ability to be alive and to feel, right, to be here. I feel like right now you are able to see the beauty in the simplicities of life, right? Maybe things that you've taken for granted, I feel like you're able to see them in a new light. You're able to see like, oh, this happened because of this reason. This happened because of this. And you're able to kind of piece this together and this puzzle is shifting and moving and you're able to see more light in your life. You're able to shine light, right? So that you can share this beautiful light with others, right? And because the Three of Cups card came up, I'm seeing like right now is a good time because you feel stable enough to share yourself, right? I feel like you've been going through so many transitions that you're finally at a place where you're like, okay, well, let me share where I am right now, who I am, and just shine your light really bright, right? Attract, like, what is it? Like attracting bees with honey, like you attract more bees with honey, right? So I'm actually not sure how this super applies to this, but you are magnetic right now. You are attracting all that is meant for you, and I feel like you're gifted with the ability to see the truth, right? I'm kind of seeing like, maybe it's because you're leading from your heart now, and because the Six of Swords is reversed, I'm kind of seeing that maybe you've taken away the power from your mind and you're able to navigate existing through your heart, and that is affecting the way that you are perceived, the way that you perceive the world, and I'm just sensing a really big shift in your relationships for the better. Let's see the card on the back. I'm seeing the Seven of Swords upright. So with this card, I'm seeing that your mind is going to try to play tricks on you. I feel like it's going to be trying to betray you, and it's going to take a lot of discernment and a lot of practice, and I recommend visualizations, right, to kind of get some insight on how to navigate the world in a new way with being able to shine your light without fear of somebody coming along and popping your bubble, right? I'm kind of sensing that because this is a new way of you existing, there exists a certain type of a level of hesitancy, right, that you're kind of, your mind is kind of trying to like negotiate and say like, well, how about I only run the show this percent of the time? And I feel like right now is a perfect time to just practice in your truth, to stand in your truth, to be in your power, to navigate from your heart so you can see clearly, right? So you can see others clearly, and so you can be seen clearly and appreciated. I just think it's going to take a bit of practice because the mind is very tricky. It knows you very well. It knows you better than probably anybody knows you, right? Like the thinking mind, when used wisely, when it's on our side, we can do so much, we can accomplish so much. But I feel like right now we're going through a transition of moving away from using our thinking mind as our main mode of operating and getting information and sharing information. And I feel like with the Seven of Swords upright energy, I'm kind of sensing that it's almost like your thinking mind feels betrayed. Like it kind of feels like, wait, what do you think you're doing? We've never done this. You don't know anybody who does this any different. Like, what do you think? And I'm kind of sensing a bit of pushback from your thinking mind. So it's going to try to seduce you. It's going to try to shapeshift. It's going to try to rile up your emotions because the Six of Swords reverse came up. I'm kind of seeing that it's going to try to bring in old thoughts, old habits, old tasty morsels that you used to snack on because you felt like you had no choice. But I feel like right now it's crucial to just start operating differently. Start almost dismissing your mind, right? Start engaging with your mind in a different way. Kind of let it know like, hey, you're not running the show anymore. I'm kind of tired of you ruining my life, basically, right? I feel like it's kind of taken so much joy away from you to be in your thinking mind that you've hit a point where you're like, you know what? This is it. Like, I'm done giving my power to my thinking mind because yes, thank you. It's very primal. It protects me. It's been here. It's, you know, it's good for my survival, etc. But it's associated with ego, right? And it can kind of distort the way we view the world because it starts to see everybody and everything else as other. It starts to sell us this idea of, hey, no one's on your side. Everybody's against you. You've got a battle. But sometimes life is a roller coaster, right? Sometimes it's just about shifting and being like, you know what? How about we start operating from our heart and we can still see the truth. We can still see discernment, right? And I feel like there's this fear of dismissing our mind or letting it go and stopping it from running in the show that we kind of feel like we have a hard time trusting ourselves because we're like, well, I haven't navigated in a different way. Like, I don't know what that means. And I feel like the answer is going to be revealed to you, right? I feel like this time is going to be a time of mystery in the way of you getting information because as soon as you stop doing something, for example, allowing your thinking mind to run the show, something has to fill that void. A vacuum cannot just exist, right? Something's going to fill that void. And I feel like it's up to us to create the space to make way for the solutions to come in, for the insight to come in, and then we can start to apply them as they come in and as they feel right to us and as we get more information. And I feel like that's why we're shining so bright as the sun ourselves. We're seeing a new birth, like a new way of living, a new way of being. And that's causing us to reshape our relationships. It's causing us to be able to see the truth more clearly about who's there for us, who's good for us, who's safe for us. And we're attracting all that is good, right? With these changes that we're doing, from shifting from thinking mind to a heart-based type of life. And then on the back, I am seeing the Page of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that with this card, you're learning about the magic of the material world in a new way. I feel like you're learning to dance and feel connected with nature all around you. I feel like maybe you've been at a point where you've thought, oh, like everything else outside of my body is other. So therefore, like I feel like there's a relationship shift there, right? I feel like you no longer see outside of your skin as other and as something else. I feel like you're starting to tap into the magic of the material world, the natural world, the physical world as a part of you, of your body, right? Like you're all connected. We're all here on earth in our bodies for now, right? And I'm kind of sensing that you're able to tap into that and really feel grateful for it. I feel like with this, you're learning to love this world again, right? I feel like there's just a big shift in that. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? We have Kushiel, Angel of Punishment. So I'm kind of seeing that maybe you are sensing or feeling that you're not allowed to do something different. And I'm kind of seeing this card as like a self-flagellation card. Like I feel like you're kind of, a part of you is like beating itself up and trying to put you kind of back in your place. It's trying to tell you like, and I think again, this is that thinking mind, right? Like I'm kind of sensing that there's like a battle between the thinking mind and yourself, right? Because the thinking mind, I mean, it's the swords energy, right? Like it's got all that backstabbing energy. It's got all those shadows and like boundaries, and it's just our mind is the best way to play with our mind, right? So our thinking mind is messing with us. I feel like with this card, you're breaking free, but a part of you is trying to punish yourself back into the box that you were in before, because to some level you felt safe in that box. And I'm kind of seeing that now that you're seeing the truth of like, this box isn't working for me anymore. Like I'm trying to get out of the box and like see things in a new way. I feel like there's some kind of punishment going on there where it just doesn't feel good all the time. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Like you are the sun right now. You are going to be having good relationships and conversations, but there's also going to be like a pang. I feel like a pang of pain, right? It's going to feel there. We have Malkuth, Ground the Kingdom. With this card, I'm seeing that it's, again, it reminds me of that Page of Pentacles reverse card of you knowing in your bones, in your skin, in your flesh, knowing that you are alive and of this earth, right? And I feel like with this card, you're able to really steep into the natural cycles, the natural laws, the circle of life. Like you're able to tap into what it means to be alive, right? What is it? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And I feel like with the Ground the Kingdom card, you're able to see, yeah, like you don't see what's outside of your skin and body as other anymore. I feel like that line is being blurred and you're able to tap into seeing yourself as one with it. Like you are one with everything else that's around you, right? Like we're all sharing the gases in the air, we're all sharing the water, we're all sharing the earth, we're all sharing everything. And I feel like you're starting to kind of see the truth in that, and you're kind of starting to see the magic of that. And I feel like the earth is giving you a lot of wisdom right now, and I feel like it's important to listen to that. Tiferet, heart beauty, that heart-based thinking. So I'm definitely seeing this energy. It almost feels like a battle between Kushiel and Tiferet, right? Kushiel, angel of punishment, is trying to get Tiferet, heart beauty, and kind of be like, hey, what do you mean? Like, we're not doing that. We don't do that here. But Tiferet is heart. It's beauty. It's love. It's compassion. It's hope. It's the balance of all the chaotic forces and the new life and the endings. And it's at the center of the tree of life, right? It's pulsing, it's beating, it's keeping us all alive. And I feel like that's why Kushiel kind of feels like, well, threatened, right? Thinking mind. And actually, now that I note it, Kushiel is actually holding a sword in the imagery, and he's flying through the air. There's clouds behind him, and his dress, his outfit is like whirring, like with air. So this is beautiful. It's like a perfect imagery. Tiferet and Kushiel side by side. It feels like Tiferet is standing strong, right? Tiferet knows that Tiferet is Tiferet. Tiferet is heart. Tiferet is love. Tiferet knows what's up, right? And I feel like Kushiel, which is ego, which is the thinking mind, and it feels threatened. It's kind of attacking, right? It's kind of like trying to attack. But the key, the power of Tiferet is the power of love, right? Love is the highest frequency. Love is like, love knows everything. Love knows that even Kushiel, angel of punishment, is a part of this existence, right? Of this Malkuth ground, the kingdom existence. And I feel like that's what's happening right now. Love is beating through existence, beating through Malkuth. And I feel like there is just this whir of energy that's trying to seduce you back into how you were. But Tiferet isn't having it. Tiferet is like, nah, man, I'm love. Like, I am love, and I know what I am. And I feel like right now it's just crucial to start being guided by your heart. Whatever that means for you, whenever you sense your mind trying to seduce you into negative thinking, low vibrational patterns, reminiscing of terrible memories, replaying, and just kind of trying to suck you into that whole thing, learn to recognize it. Learn to see it for what it is as it's happening, and then bring your awareness from your mind, from your brain, down to your heart. Base your way of living, of being, of experiencing the world out of your chest, out of the center of your being, out of this beautiful organ that is your heart, right? And start to listen to your heart truly, right? And then, yeah, I guess be surprised at the magic that comes up from that, because that's a major shift. And I'm kind of sensing that this is on a cosmic level. This is everybody on earth right now, right? Malkuth represents earth, and I feel like this is a big shift. I feel like Kushiel has been running the show for such a long time, and I feel like Tiferet is here to kind of show us the way out. It's like, you know what, we're gonna stop listening to you because you're not a good boss. We're firing you, thinking mind, thank you, but we can't give you the authority that you've had anymore. We're going to go ahead and rescind that. We're going to take off your badge, and we're going to go ahead and put the power back rightfully on love, on our heart, and allow for that to guide us. And that's resonating through the earth, which means it's resonating through the universe and galaxies, and it's reaching out, it's expanding. I'm sensing a big expansion of the heart. From the back, I'm seeing Chesed, right hand, empathy with this card. I feel like we're getting closer to each other, right? We've learned about boundaries. We're learning about who we are. And I feel like with this card, we're able to have more sympathy towards others. We're able to see them as us, right? As other human beings, right? And I feel like that kind of thinking, our thinking mind will try to tell you like, hey, well, that's dangerous because they're not you and they have different intentions, etc., etc. But I feel like That's why it takes practice, right? And trusting your own heart. And Chesed is here to show you, like, hey, like, have sympathy for yourself. And then that sympathy, that love, that practice, that self-authority, that redirecting, shifting of energies and how you live your life is going to affect everybody else around you, right? Chesed actually reminds me of the Three of Cups energy, which is the first card that we pulled up, which is about relationships, which is about love, which is about togetherness, which is about being seen and seeing others, right? For their truth, for who they are. And when we see others, we want to know who they are. We want our hearts to beat with their hearts. We want to really see that magic, right? And that Page of Pentacles reverse came up, which is connected to the ground. So I feel like there's just a lot of a shift happening right now. I'm kind of sensing like maybe Mother Earth's heartbeat is reaching and syncing with our own in a new way, where we are learning to connect in a new way, learning to reach others and be authentic and strong while at the same time vulnerable and protective of ourselves and each other in a healthy and just the best way possible. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Make a note of it. So I feel like you're going to be getting a lot of insights, and it's important to capture it, right? I feel like because there's a lot of games being played by your thinking mind, and it kind of almost feels like you're breaking free, right? There's going to be a lot of wisdom coming in, and it's important to be able to remember this wisdom, right? And sometimes we can't because we're living our lives and other thoughts come in or other ways of existing come in, and we're living in this life, right? But when we put pen to paper and we write something down, a really cool thought or a sudden insight, right? Write it down and then refer back to your notes and then recognize what applies to you. And I feel like you're going to be surprised to find that all of it applies to you. And if it doesn't, then that means that you've grown in some way, and then that which you've written down has shifted, right? So I feel like it's a really good way to keep track of our growth and to keep track of all the insight that we're going to be getting. Because when our heart is leading the show, when it's the boss, like, that opens up so many more doors that we've never even had the chance to tap into yet, because that's not the way that we've operated before. This is a new way of being, right? Coming back to our truth, to our heart center. Other card I pulled up was the Meditate card. Definitely recommend meditating at this time. Meditate at least once a day, or use an app, or use a video online. Do something to tap into yourself, right? To get some answers. Just to clear your mind, right? To make some space for these awesome insights to come in that you can make a note of. And I'm seeing mentors and role models. So whoever you look up to, start to kind of take note of how they live their life, right? Kind of if anybody you admire or somebody that like has something that you want or just something, right? Know that whatever you admire in others, you also have the ability to showcase, to display, and to share this, right? So believe in yourself, be inspired, dream big, meditate. Yeah, make some notes, write down some cool thoughts you've been having lately, Oh, and at the end, what a beautiful card to end the reading on. It's Be Grateful. This card asks us to take some time, pen to paper, and make a list of every single thing that you're grateful for, right? Because I feel like with the thinking mind, it's been telling us, like, no, you can't rest. We need to do more things. We have new goals we need to achieve. Can't be happy. There could be a problem. We got to think about it in order to problem solve and be prepared. And I feel like that's why we've kind of hit a wall. We're like, I'm done. You're not making me happy, thinking mind. So something needs to change. I feel like that's what's happening right now. And when you make a list of what you're grateful for, you start to send out a message to the universe saying, hey, thank you so much for my clean home. Thank you so much for my safe home, for my soft bed, for clean water, for food in the fridge, for be grateful for every single thing that surrounds you. I'm grateful for my body, for my breath, for my family. Just go off on your gratitude list. Keep going. Write down every single thing and number them. You'll be surprised at how long your list is going to be and how good you're going to feel reading back on this list, right? It's very easy to take things for granted, but gratitude lives in the heart. Gratitude and love are intertwined, right? Whatever we're grateful for, we love it. Like, I love having food. I love my family. I love my body. Like, I love being able to breathe. Like, yeah, gratitude and love are very close together. Be grateful. Take some time. And I recommend writing it down so it's solid, right? Because whenever we think of something, you're storing it in your thinking mind, and your thinking mind can just tuck that away whenever it wants to, right? Remember that your thinking mind is air energy. So whenever you tell your mind, hey, can you hold on to this? Yeah, sure, it'll hold on to it, but it can also just take it away and replace it with something else, right? We're trying to move away from our thinking mind from being the boss, and we're trying to move into the physical Malkuth Mother Earth realm, right? Into our bodies, into what is here now, into what is real. And I feel like we're just, yeah, the magician card comes to mind. It's like we're learning how to manifest truly in our own way that is authentic to ourselves, that is attracting all that we want. And I feel like it starts with gratitude, right? Be grateful for all that you have today, for being able to have ears to listen to this, right? Like, even if you feel down, even if you feel some type of way, start writing this list down and you'll be surprised to find what you write down. And yeah, just go over your list, count all the beautiful blessings that you have. And the moment that you're grateful, you send out to the universe a message of, wow, thank you so much. I love this. And when it hears that you love the gifts that you've been given, it'll give you some more. It's gonna bring you more presents. You're gonna be manifesting faster. It's gonna be saying, wait, you're grateful for this? You're grateful for all of this? Wow, like, thank you for recognizing because I have been giving you what you wanted, and thank you. And you're not taking me for granted, so that's awesome, right? And now your mind has shifted to what you're grateful for. So you're growing that energy of all the beauty in your life already. And so the universe gets the message and says, all right, here's some more to appreciate. Right? You're shifting from mind to heart at this time. A new way of being. So I'm going to thank this deck and I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.